Hello. Hey there, Mr. Vijay. How are you? I'm sorry about that. Line got off. We're having some network issues up here.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So do you have your website right in front of you, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. So I was asking, like, what motivated you to go ahead and get, you know, sell these? And you told me that you do have the affiliation with McKesson.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I'm sorry about that. All right. Other than that, do you like the look and feel of the website, how it is at the moment, like green and white?
That's okay.
All right. Okay, so you're good with the green and white, right?
Yeah. What other color you can mix it up with a more bright?
We can suit it with any of the colors that you like, sir. All right, that is not a problem. If you want any other colors, we can surely go ahead and, you know, check on those.
No, this is fine. This is okay.
It's okay? Do you think that's all right?
It is all right. But we can put the more picture, like I see in the bottom, it's like on page, it covers only 8 pictures. So can we go more than that?
Sure. We can go ahead and go for more pictures. That is not a problem.
Okay.
Yes, we can go ahead and make sure that everything is all good for you.
Okay.
All right. Yes. All right. Just give me a 1 minute.
Okay. No problem. Any more?
All right. But the green and white will be moving forward. Can you do me a quick favor and reply on the same email that you would like to go for us for, you know, you're approving for version 2 of the website design so we can start working on it, because without your approval, our developers and the designer will not be able to work, because all of the things need to be approved from your side. All right, let me just check on the email. Once I receive it, I will be sending it over to the development team so they can go ahead and start developing the inner pages for the website. All right. And by that time, let me open your brief form as well. All right, the website brief form. So how was your day, sir? How's your day going on?
Not too bad. Snowing here.
Mm-hmm. So are you working in a company at this time, and you're starting your own business?
No, this is my side. I have a full-time job.
You have a full-time job, right?
Yeah, this is my side. Where, what state are you calling from?
What was that? I'm sorry?
What state you are from, calling from?
That is California.
Oh, California, okay. Right,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, different time zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just go ahead. And the name of the business is Priority Medical Supplies, LLC.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and you have it registered?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you want us to go ahead and create a logo for you as well?
Okay. You can do the PMS, you know, Priority Medical Supplies, and bigger PMS and small little things like. Or choose like a, you know, 2 or 3 different logos. You can select it for.
Okay, and you want us to provide you with a vendor as well that, you know, that will be selling. Okay. All right. So if you can just give me 1 minute so I can check which of the vendors we can provide you, and then we can go from there. If you can stay with the phone for
okay.
A moment. All right. Give me 1 minute.
Okay.
All right. All right. Mr. Vijay, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay. So where do you want us to go ahead and get the products from, actually?
Oh, they'll be from like
a third
MMS dot Mackensen, MCKESON, Mackensen.com.
Okay. All right. And they do provide the APIs to connect from a website to different websites?
No.
So how will we be able to go ahead and get the product from there?
They gave me my my account number and login, and from there you can do the scraper and crown.
Okay. Well, do you have your account with you?
Yes.
Let me look
at that one.
Sure. If
you got the supplier, Mackensen, MCKESON.
Yes. I have it right in front of me, but I'm just asking like if they do provide us with any of.
Yeah, the username is Vijay Kumar Dev, V-I-J-A-Y.
Sir, can you please share it with me over an email so I can share it with the team?
Sure.
Yes.
On the same email, right? Same email I give to you.
Yes, sir. And if did you send the approval for the version 2?
Yeah. Let me give you here. Okay, I just send it.
Okay, let me just go ahead and check on that for you, right? Just give me one quick minute, please. You have shared the email and the password over the email, sir?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
let me ask my team to access it first so I can give you the correcting, like if it is allowing us to go ahead and get the product over there.
Okay.
All right, just give me a quick minute.
So there is a two of them. This is out of 5,000, the 2680 on this account.
Okay. So how many
and
products?
There is another.
How many products are you looking to get on the website?
All together, I think 5,000 roughly.
Okay. All right. Well, first I have to check if they're allowing us to go ahead and
correct.
Get the
okay.
Product.
Right.
Yes. Because I do not want to go ahead and keep you into any kind of false promises. All right. So
okay.
First,
okay.
Just go ahead and check it, and then I can. Let you
okay.
Know, okay, if you could just give me like 1 or 2 minutes
okay.
Of your precious time.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Mr. Vijay, just please give me a moment, okay?
Yes.
All okay, right. No problem.
All right, thank you. Mr. Vijay, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, we have logged in, but how will we be able to, you know, get it out? Like, how will we be able to go ahead and get a dropship over to the website? It's not giving us any kind of information over there.
No, don't worry about the dropshipping. Those things, I will take care of all those shipping and all those. I can do it from here.
No. Well, and. That we have to, you know, go ahead and all right, let me check. Just give me a quick minute. I'm just checking on how we can go ahead and set it up on the website. Just give me 1 minute.
I saw another the website, the Ford and Go. Get pretty nice.
Ford and Go. Let me check. Quick minute. Hey there, Mr. Vijay, are you there?
Yep.
All right, okay. Well, I was just discussing it with the development team because they will be the one who will be configuring everything on the website. All right, so the vendor that you have provided us with the access of, they do not provide the drop shipping. All right, they just provide us, they're just providing with the relevant wheelchairs. Like, we can go ahead and set up the wheelchairs over the website for you, but, and even we can go ahead and set up the payment merchants for you as well over the website. But just for example, I am a person who needs a wheelchair. I come on your website, I pay you on your website. So how will they get that wheelchair? Can you explain it to me a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. So once they place the order, then I can place right away to the company, and I give the they have my business account, and they will ship it to them.
All right. Well, so you will be placing the order manually on that.
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right.
It comes to my email. You know,
that they have purchased this product from your website. All right, and then you go ahead and place the order. Oh, okay, all right,
yes.
All right. Well, we were talking about some of the automated things, like hey, if they want to go ahead and place the order, they can do that actually.
Mm.
You know,
right, but now in this one, they can do, your developer team, they can do it. They can scraper in the crown, and then they put me in the one of the click. So every time when I click it, after every week, you know, it can update my price. Like we can mark up like a 35%. Markup the price.
Okay, well, if for example, if a wheelchair is of $323, all right,
correct.
You want to show it on the website for $400?
Correct, exactly.
Okay, all right, not a problem. We can surely go ahead and get that done. All right, that won't be an issue. All right, so the second thing, all right, well, that's sorted out. All right, for the second thing that I want to discuss about, that who will be writing the content for the website? And you will be needing payment merchants for that as well, for the website itself, right? So do you have the payment merchants ready with you, or do you want us to provide them to you?
What kind of merchants do you have it, and how much the price they give to, like how many charges they're looking for? I have a Square account and all those, you know.
Well, are they business accounts or are they personal?
Yeah, business account.
All right. Well,
Stripe.
Well, we do provide different kind of payment methods to our clients. Well, because I am pretty sure and I am confirmed on that, like, if we're going to give our clients, our customers, the means of payment, like, how they want to go ahead and pay, then, of course, we will have more productivity, all right? Like, more payment plans, then, of course, there will be people will be paying us more, all right? Like, if you come on a website and it has different kind of payment methods, like Stripe, Square, PayPal, Direct, Venmo, Cash App, all sort of payments, then of course our customers and our clients will be much more, you know.
Correct. Their choice, yes.
Yeah, it's their choice how they want to go ahead and pay. But if we're going to go ahead and limit them just for PayPal or Square, then of course they will not be paying, because what if they don't have that kind of payment method? All right? So,
okay.
Yes, we can go ahead and provide you with all of that stuff. Well, that is something that we can discuss for later once we develop the website. So, another question. Mr. Vijay, do you have the content for the website, like all of the wordings?
No.
Okay. That needs to be done through us as well?
Yeah, just you can copy and paste. But the all information, like my phone number, my company's name, my logo,
We cannot copy and paste, sir, because that will come under copyright infringements.
Oh, really?
Right.
So from my vendor company, they don't mind it. Like McKinson, they have all kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
They have the things like how many pounds and what it does and those kind of all the selling information, product information.
Well, we can get the product information. That is not a problem. But your website should have its own, you know, terms and condition, privacy policy, and stuff and all. The website should have its own. Because if we're going to go ahead and copy and paste it, then, you know, it's going to be an issue with Google. Google will go ahead and take both of the websites down because of copyright implementations. All right? Because,
I understand.
Yes, because Google reads through bots. all right? And we do not want anything coming up to our company, all right? That you created this company, it's you know, it's a copy.
So the content, contents and the location, everything, I will email to you all the details, and from there you can, you know, make it up. You can add or, you know, edit.
Sure. Sure. Not a problem. Not a problem. All right. Other than that, so you have this website, and for how many years are you looking to get this business, you know, running? Like, for how many years would you be running this business for?
At least 4 to 5 years.
4 to 5 years. Yes. So we need to go ahead and create something that will help you getting financially stable. And, you know, this is a side business of yours, so you need to have, you know, make extra cash out of it. So we have to go ahead and make sure that we create something that will help you for almost 5 years.
Okay.
All right, okay. So let's just go ahead and go with that. Did you send an email with confirming the version 2 of the website?
I didn't check your name. Let me go back again.
If you could please do that, I would highly appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure that working together, we can go ahead and achieve bigger goals. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So now where should I click it?
You can just go ahead and add a reply and just inform your project manager, that is Eddie Martin, that he will he can go ahead and move forward with the version 2 that you confirmed.
All right, so version 2, okay? Let me write down.
Yes, please. If you can do that, I would highly appreciate it. And you needed the logos, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me check if your logos were in progress so I can check on that for you. Just give me like 1 minute of your precious time, please.
Okay, send it back to email. Thank you. What else?
All right, so what I'll do, I'll ask Eddie to go ahead and send you a logo brief form so that you can fill the logo brief form and send it back to us so our designers can create the logo for you.
Okay, so basically the name of the company, you know, the Priority Medical Supplies LLC, or you can put the PMS on the, you know, those, the health is a priority, or...
That is the name of your business, right? That we're setting up for you.
Right. The name of the company is the Priority Medical Supplies LLC, but you can put the logo PMS or any good suggestion you can
do. PMS LLC. What do you think?
Yeah. Tell me what PMS.
Right, PMS. Okay, and the slogan will be Health is Priority.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let me just go ahead and...
Or you can just put the medical priority.
Okay, just give me a quick minute.
Yeah, better put the medical priority because another website is... medical-priority.com. So I have two or three different vendors, so
okay. All right. Just give me a quick 1 minute, Mr. Vijay.
Okay.
Let me just connect your project manager over the line as well so we can all be on the same page. All right. Just give me a quick minute.
Okay.